Would you do what it takes to win? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In about 10 days, the United States will be up against another one of those artificial crises that we love to impose on ourselves. The Treasury will run out of money because many members of Congress won't vote to increase the debt ceiling unless they see budget cuts first. This is different from a government shutdown where they send federal employees home and close the parks but still send out the Social Security checks. When the government hits the debt ceiling, it can only pay its bills with whatever cash comes in. And if there's not enough cash for Social Security checks or the military payroll or interest payments to investors, it goes into default. The Republican leadership in Congress has said they won't let default happen. But one Republican candidate says that's a mistake, and I think you can guess who it was.
The Republicans don't know how to negotiate, to be honest with you. I'm a Republican. It's embarrassing.
On Face the Nation, Donald Trump said that as president, you bet he would threaten a default, because that's what a good negotiator does. And remember that as a businessman, he's done something similar four times.
I will tell you, it's an amazing tool to negotiate because it is a it's fairly catastrophic if it happens. But some people are willing to go through that in order to win.
So if the country does default and it delays your treasury check or pushes mortgage rates higher, don't shake your fist, but rather take pride in knowing that what may feel like a catastrophe to you helped the politicians reach a deal. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.